Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? Unlike a car with its user's manual, we are born without instructions how to live. We experience life vicissitudes without a so-called user's manual. The Gita has been described as such a guide. These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda, which he has been delivering for more than 25 years. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 7, Jnana Vijnana Yoga. And obviously the content of this chapter is the first revelation of who the God is. So we have so far understood his manifestation. And then he said that in my manifestations, the bhaktas, everyone has an inkling that I have some connection with something higher. And that connection we try to establish time and again, you know, in our life, depending on what situation we are in. They said, those who are worshipping me, and we have seen the word worship basically comes from devotion. I only worship someone if I am devoted to him. I don't worship someone who I have no respect for or no attachment to. It comes from devotion. So the one I'm devoted to, I worship for a reason. Because my devotion comes from my identification. There are four types of people who identify with me in this world. Or put it another way, the people who identify with me can be classified in four different types. It's like my relationship with my relatives, my son, my wife, they come from a different perspective. My son loves me because I send him money every month. I pay for all his education, you know, all the things he wants. My dad is wonderful. So the attachment or the identification comes from a relationship which we have developed with that being or an entity. So Bhagavan said that even though I am one, manifesting in this prakriti as the eightfold prakriti, but because of my maya, which divides this world into infinite plurality, the people can't identify me as the one which is pervading in all. Therefore, they establish a different type of relationship with me, and those people who they identify with me can be classified into four types of people. Artha, Jignasu, Artharthi, and Gnani. Those who has some faith that there is a higher entity who can get me out of this pain, get me out of this sorrow, get me out of the limitedness, and therefore I worship him. Or I seek for his help. Just like our children. They, when they are in college, they are all by themselves. I know everything what I'm doing. It's only when they get in trouble they call and say, Dad, can you do this? Because I need this. He knows that ultimately my parents can get me out of this. That much identification. After that, not calling for months. The first type is Artha. When they are in trouble, they want to get out of some sorrow, they identify Bhagavan with me. One is Jignasu, one is curious. What is the nature of the Lord? And that we all are at some time or other. And then the third one is Artharthi. Knows that he can fulfill my desires. Therefore, I want to have that connection. And the last one, he says, a Gnani. Gnani knows in essence that he is the one who is pervading everywhere. He is the one who controls everything. And therefore, I want to identify with him. my ultimate salvation from my limitedness, my sorrows, my pain, all the things which I think is not good for me. So because of that firm understanding, Gnani pursue nothing but the identification with the Lord. So Bhagavan said, Udaraha eve sarvaitehi. All these people who identify with me are noble. However, the one who understand my real nature is the all-pervading Lord. But the all-manifestation is nothing but Him. He is much dearer to me. He is much closer to my being. You know, He is much closer to coming to the realization of what His own self is. You know, three verses we have seen, He says, Bahunam janmanamante gnanavan mam prapadyate. So we come to Gita class and say, okay, but that's what I want to be. I want to be Gnani. Bhagavan already said that Gnani is much dearer to me. I just want to be a Gnani. He said, no, it's not something which someday you decide that I want to be a doctor so that you right away become a doctor. Bahunam janmanamante. After striving to achieve that state for a long period of time, going through all the high schools and college and going to medical school and whatever residency, then only you become a doctor. A Gnani cannot be, it's not a voluntary, you know, the superimposing on yourself, say, now I'm a Gnani because I realize that that's what I need to be. It is a status which you achieve by your own struggle and striving to achieve that state. Therefore, he says, Bahunam janmanamante gnanavan mam prapadyate. Anything which is, you know, excellent we see in this world, there is lots of evolution took place for a person or a thing to achieve that state. So to make us understand that the Gnani is not something is a curiosity of nature or something happened by accident, or something that Bhagavan decided that I'm going to create now 50 Gnanis in 2011, and therefore there's a Gnani there. Each individual soul going through the evolution of its own identification with the higher, after striving through this struggle, come to a state where he comes much closer to the Lord and say, then he comes to the realization. Therefore, he says, Bahunam janmanamante. Now, obviously, when we read the word janma, we think it's the life after life after life. So, why should I be worried about it right now? But it's an evolution process. The very reason, the very fact that I'm curious about this took us a long time to develop this curiosity in us, you know. As Dan constantly says, the people are drinking coffee right now. They just never thought there is worth anything to be known. Astrology, I have no interest anymore. You know, at one time I thought there is something in astrology I can gain out of it. After all, I decided it's not anything to gain out of it. I'm not doing it. So he said, Gnani is constantly striving to achieve this knowledge of the self and evolve into that. After many, many, many struggle and states, achieving one state to another, to another, to another, he come to that level. Gnanaman mam prapadyate, he come to me. Vasudeha sarvam iti. Why he has now come to me? Because he came to the final realization, after trials and tribulations, of finding out who is in control of my life. First I thought it was me when I was a teenager. Then when I got married, I realized it's my wife. Then I got a little further, it's my children. They have control of my life. And as I go further and further in my understanding, through these trials and tribulations, I come to realize that there is only one and one entity alone who has the control over my life and everyone else's. Vasudeva sarvam iti. That one all-pervading reality is everything. There is nothing left after that. There is no evil which is outside that being. There is no good which is outside that being. There is no happiness outside that being. There is no sorrow outside that being. Everything encompassing that entity exists. Therefore, all my limitedness also exists in Him because of His Self, and all my achievements also exist because of Him. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, that understanding that Jnanavan achieves after many trials and tribulations, going through many states of existences, and then he achieves that Buddha state, as we have seen in Buddhism. He goes through many trials and tribulations, come to a point and say, I now realize it, what it is. After that, there is no confusion. It's me and me alone. In this body, I have no confusion. My hand is me, my leg is me, my eyes are me, my ears are me. Even though one is maybe functioning better and more useful than other. One leg is broken, another one in a good condition. But they both are nothing but me. Vasudeva Swarup, sa mahatma su durlabha. Such a great soul who has achieved that state are very rare. Now most people see this as a discouraging statement. Swamiji says and Bhagavan Krishna says here, it is a statement of encouragement. When you are in 10th grade, what do you see? All the people in the first to 9th grade, they all have to still struggle through to get to where I am, But then you also see the people are ahead of you, all the way toward the PhD or whatever the profession. What does that tell you? I need to get there where these people are, or that person is. So when I see a person of excellence, when I see a Jnani, it encourages me to that. I am on my way to become that. So you are in an excellent position, Bhagavan said. You have come to this level where there you have this curiosity to know who the Lord is. You are devoted to Him in one relationship or other. Now all you have to do is transcend these relationships and become Him. And you will become that when my understanding clearly said that nothing exists other than Him. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. The next verse says, Kamehi tai hrudgnanaha prapadyante anya devataha. So obviously the question is, if I know there is a jackpot out there in the lottery to win, why should I keep trying to win a small little prizes and scratching whatever the lotto is? I get $50 and scratching this thing, and I'm very, very happy. Why don't I go for the mega jackpot it seemed like you can achieve that, Bhagavan said. Bhagavan said, that's because wherever you are is because of your past. And that past is its own burden. It's a kamehi taihi tehi hrutagnanaha. This desire or that desire is taking away this intuitive knowledge of mine. Intuitively, I know that myself has a higher connection. But this desire or that desire take away that knowledge from me. And therefore, what I do is, prapadyante anya devataha. Therefore, I identify and worship the other devata. So now we had this discussion last time. So because the Bhagavan has this ministry, and then he has the ministers, it's good for an analogy and good for us to understand. But Bhagavan already said, I am the only one there. You are me, I am me, he is me, she is me. So what are these devatas? Are they different from the God? And Bhagavan said, no. Devatas, as we have learned from, at least I learned from Swamiji, is that the productive potential of a thing or a being, it's its own deity. the Samudra Devata, Vayu Devata, Sarovar Devata, you know, that Yudhishthira goes to this and the Sarovar Devata comes out and says this, or Devata of a tree, you know, Yaksha Devata, they say you can only take the fruit if you do the following. You know. We see the potential in everything, in anything of some kind to give us something out of that. There is latent potential in everything to give something to other. That potential, that latent potential is the deity of that thing or a being. So I see a rock, and if I'm a sculptor, I see potential of the rock to be transformed into a sculpture. You know. That's the deity of the rock. You know. In my ability to get that sculpture out of the rock is my own deity. So that latent potential, which is not obvious to all, but to only some who has made that connection, is the devata. So when I see my happiness in making money, I see the productive potential of something in commerce, and I worship that devata. I follow that. Somebody sees in real estate, somebody sees in something else, somebody sees in biotech, because you see that potential in that. So wherever I see the potential, that's the devata I pursue. And I say, tam tam niyamam asthaya prakritya niyataha swaya. And therefore, once I establish that that's my the devata I'm going to follow to get what I want, I have to follow its own rules and regulations, the rites and the rituals. So one, I establish this is my desire. I find a potential in something and say, this is what I want to pursue. That will give me my happiness. Therefore, I follow the rules and that whatever the procedure of worshipping that production. I find architecture gives me happiness, music. I have to follow that path and say, prakritya niyata swaya. Everyone according to their own dharma. Based on how what I'm made up of from my past karmas, that decided my tendencies. Tendencies created vasanas, created desires. That desires make me follow that path. And more I follow that path, Bhagavan says, yo-yo yam-yam tanum bhaktaha sraddhayar chitum icchati. Whatever form any devotee desire to worship with faith. If I see my Lord in arts, more I pursue that, more my faith becomes strong in that. And you see, what are these people? They have no value for any culture. We have all these art programs and this music programs and nobody's coming. These people are useless. Because I am the only one who realized the value of this, you know. So my Shraddha, Bhagavan said, I make your faith stronger and stronger in whatever form you worship me. In whatever form of a devata you find me as the giver of happiness, I make your faith stronger and stronger. One who is liberal will never see the conservatives are right. One of the conservatives never see the liberals are right. Because more they pursue that path, more they become firm in their understanding that this is the only way to get things right. Tasya tasya achalam shraddha. More you follow that path, you become more firm. Achalam shraddha. You cannot shake him and say, this is not the right way. Because the mind has a tendency to go in the direction your thoughts are flowing. So as we have in a basic Vedanta, we have learned what is mind. Mind is a flow of thoughts. Flow of thought is created by many thoughts going in the same direction. Just like a bucket of water is not a river. but the water flowing in the same direction makes a river. More the water flowing in that direction, deeper that river becomes. But more and more your thoughts go in that direction, the channels become deeper and deeper in your mind, as that's the direction your mind goes. And Bhagavan said, who makes that thought illuminated? The self. Thought is inert. Me identifying with that thought, real, and put it into action. So they said, tasya tasya achalam sraddha, tam eva vidadami aham. I am the one who make that faith stronger in whatever the devata, a worshipper, follow with faith. If I follow a path without faith, obviously, and after a while, I'll get out of it. People come to Gita class for a while. After a while, they go away. You know why? They did come, but they never found what they were looking for here. But people like me are stuck in that, like, the record which doesn't go any further. You know, I got into it when I was 16, and I can't get out of it. So Bhagavan said, whoever follows what I only do is make his Shraddha. For a Jnani, he has transcended all of these desires, because his desire to achieve that connection is much stronger than any other desire. And therefore he is dear to me.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.